of Hotza'ah before moving over into the world of Rishuyos. And the Gemara is searching for a source for the Shita of Rabbanan. We saw that Rabbanan hold that the din of Hotza'ah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, even if it's interrupted by a Carmelis in the middle, there's going to be a Chiyuv. The Nazai Shita we spoke about in terms of Mahalech Ka'omeh, that's a unique Shita. But Rabbanan don't have that Shita, Mahalech Lav Ka'omeh. But even so, the Gemara asks, what precedent do we have where you can have a Hafsaka in the middle of the Malacha? And the Gemara moves over to three options, three possibilities from which they want to learn, from Midi Dehavia Mavir Chefetz Rishus HaRabim more than Amos, then Mavir Chefetz Rishus HaRabim exactly Arba Amos, and they move over to Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So the moment that we're moving over here to the world of Ma'avir, even though we could have theoretically have had this discussion at some earlier point, but so let's have it now, in terms of the nature of Ha'avaras Arba Amos Birshus HaRabim. That if we move over to the beginning of Perek HaZorek, it's been a while since we saw the sugyos, we saw them very much at the beginning of this man. The Gemara points out that we have an Av Malacha called Hotza'ah and brings Psukim, brings a Pasuk. And Tosus points out that because it's a Malacha Grua, therefore we need Psukim. And then the Gemara says, okay, Eshkachan Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah is the Av. Hachnasa Menalon. And the Gemara says, Hachnasa is a Svara. Mechdi Mirishus L'Rishusu, Mali Afuke, Mali Iluye. But the moment it's an extension al pisvara, we're going to call that a tolda as opposed to the av, and then the Gemara goes into the nafgamina between that which is a tolda and that which is an av. Then the Gemara continues and says, okay, so we already have hotza'ah as the av, we have hachnasa as the tolda. What about the world of being mavir arba amos birishu sarabim minolan? Again, because we're dealing with the malacha grua, so everything has to be linked into some source. The Gemara goes through a number of ukimtos of Dumi the Mishkan and points out that none of those ukimtos are muchrach, that they're dealing with Arba Amos Birshus HaRabim. So the conclusion of the Gemara is Ela Arba Amos Birshus HaRabim Gemara Gemirava. That we have over here what we would call classically a Halacha Moshe Misinai. We have an oral tradition that we have this extension of the world of Hotza'ah. The question is, what does that mean in terms of the relationship between the Av and the Tolda that we've spoken about, namely Hotza'ah and Hachnasa, and this extension, which is a Gemara Gemirale. So the Lechora, the Rishon over here, who puts things in the most succinct manner, is the Baal Hamor. And the Baal Hamor points out, Ela kol dalad amos rishus harabim gemara gemirale, and he continues, v'kuhu toldos de rishus hayochid le rishus harabim ninhu, that we're going to call what we'll call ha'avara. Ha'avara is also going to be a tolda, just like hachnasa is a tolda. Ha'avara is going to be a tolda. Lefisha dalad amos shel adam b'chol makom konoslo ukirishuso damyon ukishemotzi chutzalahen. Zorek o ma'avir kamotzi mirishus hayachid l'rishus harabim dami. That we have over here this subjective rishus of the individual, and when the person is motzi from his subjective rishus into the rishus harabim, it's like being motzi from rishuso to rishus harabim. And the proof of the pudding is the din dalad amo shel adam b'chol makom konoslo. Which is strange, because Dalet Amos Konoslo is on what plane? It's a drabona, it's a takana. That I said to the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Amar Shlokish Mishum Abba Koin Bardala, Dalet Amos Shel Adam Konoslo Mikol Makom Mai Taima Takina Rabbanan Delo Asi L'Intzuye. It's a takana which has nothing l'chora to do with the world of Rishuyos. It's a takana to make shalom bayis, to create a situation where people are not gonna argue. So over here, l'chora, what we'd have to ask ourselves is exactly what is the nature of this takana that Chazal made, that arba amos shel adam konoslo. Again, what appears from the lashon of the Gemara, the lo asi l'insuye, and also from the Rambam, chachamim tiknu davar ze kedei shelo yinatzu hamotzim ze im ze. It appears to have nothing at all to do with the world of Rishuyos. However, yitachein, that we have over here a machlokes rishonim, that we find in the world of Gitin. That we have a Gemara in Gitin, daf ayin ches amud aleph, that just as we have a din of menasan biyada, and we pointed out that yada extends to chatzera, karfifa, v'chule, that's all included in the world of yad, hu hadin, if a person throws a get to his wife and it falls within her arba amos, she's also megureshes. So over there, the Ramban and the Ran both deal with the issue of how can she be megureshes. The Ramban puts the question very powerfully. In other words, that we're dealing over here with the takana durabanan, and so how can she be megureshet mida oraisa? Via takana drabanan hadavad amos gufayu b'chol makom devar Torah einan konos, and so the Ramban says taima demasnisin mishum dekol demikadesh adaita drabanan mikadesh. Namely, we have over here a principle that since when a person says harei amakudeshesli kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, he's linking his kedushin into das Moshe v'Yisrael. So Rabbanon have the power, afkinu Rabbanon l'kedushe minei. Namely, that we have this tremendous power that Rabbanon have, that under certain circumstances, they will annul the kedushin. And one of those circumstances, according to the Ramban, is when a get is thrown within the arba amos of the woman, even though midoraisa, she's still married, because the concept of kinyan arba amos is only a din Rabbanon. However, Rabbanon used their power of Afkinu Rabbanon Kedusha Minei. In this instance, they annulled the marriage because it was built in that when you get married in this manner, if you throw a get later on down the line to your wife within her Arba Amos, we're saying that this marriage was never a marriage in the first place. Very, very powerful weapon that, of course, you know, where it's were to be misused would totally wreak havoc with the whole world of Gittin and Kedushin, and everyone's aware that in the world of Agunos, there's a tremendous amount of pressure on the Rabbanim to take this power and to make it, you know, say that we have Kedushin al Tnai, and then the Rabbanim can use their power of Kinu Rabbanim Kedushin Minei, and it's very, very, it's Kimat, it's Yusach HaKol two or three times in all of Shas, of Kinu Rabbanim Kedushin Minei, and here the Ramban brings it in, he pulls this in this heavy weapon, just to in order to get around the problem of Drabbanan, yes?
But what's interesting is that she's not Megureshet, and that this is not a Kenyan. In other words, the Arba Amos is sort of like a flag, but it's not that, as in Momonos, where it became a Kenyan of the Chaykats or of the Get. No, there's no Kenyan here, it's like a flag.
That because we have this, in other words, that the Ramban is saying that Lechora, exactly, that this takana in the world of Mamonos will not help us at all in the world of Gitim Kedushin. So we have to bring in an explanation from left field. And
which
Nafkamina, she's not Mekudeshes. Okay, no, what I'm saying, that she's not a Grusha. That she's not a Grusha. That she's not a Grusha. It's very tremendously Mechudosh, but what else are you going to do? We're dealing over here with the Kinyan Drabana. So, yes, Yoma, you wanted to ask something? Okay, so the alternative is offered by the Ran over there. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong Maramakom the first time around, and the second time around, the Maramakom is from the Ran on the Rif. The Ran on the Rif asked the same question. Va'af al-gav de-dalad amos l'kule alma einan konos devar Torah. So the Ramban says, "Kevan derabanan takninhu, va'amrei shiyu konos harei heim hiknum lo va'atzaum kechatzero v'hefker bezdin have hefker." Looking back into the Rambam has two halachos that are back to back. We have the, in other words, in Perek Yud Zayin, Hilchos Gzeila Va'aveda. In Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Chatzero Shel Adam Konelo, both even Shalomi Daito, and then he continues, V'chein Arba Amo Shel Adam Shalomi B'tzidon Hare Elu Konim Lo. And then in Halacha Tes, he continues, Chamim Tiknu Davar Zeh Kedei Shelo Yinatzu Hamotzim Zeh Etzeh. Then we had the beginning of Halacha Ches and Halacha Tes, we would have said, okay, you have a din of Chatzer, and then we have a unique takana of Dalet Amos. But the Rambam understands, l'chora, like the Ran, v'chein Dalet Amos shel Adam shel Mitzidon Harei Ulkonim Lo. That's part of Halacha Ches. Namely, within the world of Chatzer Mida Oraisa, we find that Rabbanan use their Da'oraisa power of Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, to extend the person's Chatzer to his Dalet Amos. A person's Dalet Amos, either in Rishus HaRabim, according to the Manda Amar that works in Rishus HaRabim, or in a Simta, according to the Manda Amar that works in a Simta, his Dalet Amos are his Chatzer. The Rabbanan Hiknum Lo, using the language of the Rif. The Rabbanan have that power of being of eminent domain, of being Mafkia Bailus from an area of one person and giving it to someone else. Hu Adin, Rabbanan Kibi Mafkia, the Rishus HaRabim, and give it to an individual, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. According to most Rishonim, this power is given to Rabbanan Mida Oraisa. So the get is a get Mida Oraisa. The get is, in other words, that Rabbanan created a Chatzer. That's a Takana. That Rabbanan created a Chatzer. Once they created a Chatzer, this Chatzer is Kona for her Doraisa. And therefore, she is Kona the get on a Doraisa plane. Taking these two approaches, here, this will help us very much with the Baal Hamor. Namely, let's go back to the Baal Hamor. Ela kol dalet amos b'rishus harabim gemara gemira lei. V'kuhu toldos d'rishus hayachid l'rishus harabim ninu. L'fi she dalet amos shel adam b'chol makom konos lo u'kirishusan damyan. Namely, that if we understand like the Ramban, then these dalet amos are his rishus hayachid. This is his chatzer. This is kona eget mida araisa. So once we have this din, that these dalet amos are have two nafgaminas. A, that they're konos to him. Not only that, but they can serve to receive a get. Hu hadin, it's going to impact on Hilchos Shabbos. That's the Gemara Gemiralon. Namely, the Gemara Gemiralon is that we're taking this din, that Rabbanan took the Dalet Amos and created a Chatzer, and we're applying it not only in the realm of Kinyanim, not only in the realm of Gittin, we're applying it also to Hilchos Shabbos. That this chatzer is also considered to be his chatzer with Gabi Hilchos Shabbos. So when he carries within his chatzer, that's muta legamre. When he crosses the boundary line between his chatzer and the Rishus HaRabim, so he did an akira in his chatzer, he's doing a hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. Here we have a malacha midaraisa, or an extension, if you want to, of the world of hotza'ah. That this is, again, if we were going like the Ran, if we're going to learn like the Ramban, so then we'd have to add a lot into it. We'd have to say, Inachinami, the Dalet Amos is a din drabonim. He says, otherwise, he asks, why get onto Afkinu? In other words, how do you have the approach of the Iran? You wouldn't need Afkinu. Afkinu, you don't bring in if you don't have to. So, Inachinami, it's a din drabonim. But what does it mean, Kadesh Aloyim Natsu, that people shouldn't argue? What it means is that what did Chazal understand? They understood that every person has Kain his space. It may not, again, it may not be a halachic concept, but it's a societal concept, that the space around me I view as an extension of me. And therefore, Chazal took that sociological reality and turned it into halachic reality midrabanan. And so, in terms of kinyanim, it doesn't apply to get. It applies to the world of kinyanim. They turned it into a halachic reality in terms of kinyanim. What the Ramban is saying is that this sociological, to learn the Baal Hamor, Aliba de Ramban, is that this sociological reality has a basis in Mesorah, in Torah Shebaal Peh, in Gemara Gemirale, that this sociological reality was really part of the world of Hilchos Shabbos, that in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, if you carry something within your Arba Amos, this is your space, this is your Merkav, there is no chiyuv. But if you carry out of your arba amos, then again, gemara gemirolei, that you're going to be chayev. You know, what I'm trying to do is explain why the Baal Hamor would bring in a takana midrabanan. If not, in other words, it's drabanan. What's it going to do with it? But it's the same. In other words, that this halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai matches a sociological reality that Rabbanan turned into a kinyan. It's not this. It's not that the din of drabanan is the source of the din of Hilchos Shabbos, but rather we have over here a certain parallelism that Rabbanan understood that there is this sociological reality, and therefore they mandated it in halacha kedei shelo yinatzu that daladama shel adam b'chamakam konoslo. And this same sociological reality is the basis of the din midoraisa, or if you want to, the din midoraisa implies, or the din midoraisa assumes this sociological reality that a person has this space. A person has a makom, and that makom we already saw in Tosos on Daf Dalad Amud Aleph. That makom is for the person Dalad Amos. Again, the chetz's makom is dalet tefachim. The person's makom is dalet amos. And so we have over here that parallelism. But certainly, the Baal Hamor would work out much, 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 much neater if we assume that he learned parallel, like the Ran. That we have over here a din of chotzer. And this din of chotzer is a din d'oraisa. And because it's a din d'oraisa, it applies to get. And we have over here the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that it applies as well to the world of Shabbos. Yes, I'm sorry, Menachem.
Sure. Even according to the Ran, the Baal Hamor is quite a stretch, especially in light of the fact that there's no mechitzas.
It's a stretch,
in
but
Hilchos Shabbos, I'm saying, or Rosh Hashanah is defined by mechitzas, not only by what it's koneh.
Yeah, but 100%. But we're going to see when we deal with Rosh Hashanah that the classic Rosh Hashanah as we think of it, namely that you have a ground, and then you have a fence, and then you, the other side of the fence is a Rishus HaRabim. That's not mentioned at all in the Braisa as being a Rishus HaYochid. The Braisa talks about the Guma in the ground, the Tel, in other words, where there is a distinction, but not like we think about it as a Mechitz. That's not mentioned over there. In other words, it's something that has its own dimensions. Its own dimensions.
It's so, not necessarily, it's not quite that Mechitz, even in Tel, it's not because of a good
and again, we call it mechitzos, but you could view it that we have over here a heker that this is that this is used for tashmish hayochid. In other words, and then the dalet amos konos that sort of gives you the tashmish hayochid. Namely, we'll have to, again. You're correct. It is a chiddush. That's like it's not a chiddush. But what we're going to see is this is not a chiddush of the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor is simply the tip of the iceberg. This is all Rishonim. Except maybe one. All Rishonim understand this way very clearly. The Baal Hamor is the one who brings in Arba Amos Konoslo. That's the Chiddush of the Baal Hamor. So according to the Ran, it's more palatable. According to the Ramban, it's somewhat more of a jump. Yes?
And do we have to even look for a specific really Rosh Hashanah? We're not saying this is Otzar, we're saying it's a total Otzar, so it just has to be similar. And then so it has to have the exact framework
over. Oh, no, but we have to have, it has to be an extension. There has to be a point where you can find the common denominator and then say that we're extending it to this common denominator. So what the Ramban is doing, what you're explaining is why, if you want to, why did the Baal Hamor have to come on to that? Why didn't he simply say, we have a separate Easter of carrying, which is a pure halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, v'gamarnu, the same way we would have learned it, I think, without having seen the Baal Hamor. That we have an Iser of transferring from Rishus to Rishus, that's one Iser that we call Hotzah and Hachnasa. Then we have this Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, not allowed to carry four Amos and a Rishus Harabim. Nothing to do one with the other. What pushed the Baal Hamor, and we'll see this is what pushed most of the Rishonim, is that we have an Onesh. We have an Onesh. You don't have Onashim classically in Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. You're not going to get skila for being over Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. On a tolda, we'll have an onish, but a tolda has to be similar. So we're using this line of conceptual reasoning, viewing it as a subjective Rishus HaYachid, we can speak about the world of tolda. Yes?
According to the way you explained the Ramban, I would understand the Baal Hamor said kifi, with the cup. But the fact that it says lefi, that seems to say that it's an explanation of it, and it's chronologically working backwards.
Okay, so since we can't assume that the Baal HaMoar chronologically worked backwards, I'm assuming that when he said lefi, he meant kafi. Okay, so that's what we have in the Baal HaMoar. So again, but we do have this the machlokas Rishonim in Gittin is a real machlokas Rishonim, with real nafkaminas as to whether this woman is Megureshet Midoraisa, or we have this Din of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kedushei Mineh, and Yitachen that it would impact on us. We move over to the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel. So you saw over there that our Mishnah only mentions the world of Hotza'a Mirashus L'Rashus, and all the Rishonim asked, what happened to the world of Havaras Arba Amos Birshus Harabim? And so they all go in the same direction, be it the Ramban, be it the Meiri, be it the Ran. The Ramban points out, Umavir Arba Amos Birshus Harabim Hainu Taima Delotonila Mishum De Tolda De Motzihu. The Mishnah only mentions Avos and not Toldos. A Tolda, as Lubat pointed out, has to be an extension of the Doraisa. I mean, we already pointed out, what's a Tolda of Hotzah? Hachnosa is a tolda of Hotzah. It just switches the direction. Zorek, we have a different form of Hotzah. Moshit, a different form of Hotzah. So here also we have a tolda. The Arba Amo Shel Adam Rishusohu Ukishuhu Motzi Chutz L'Dalat Amo Shelo Motzi Mikri V'Hai Hu Gemar Gemira Le L'Chayev O Mishum Motzi. That's exactly the nature of this Masoret, is to say that it's a tolda. Teda De'ilu lo samchulei amotzi, had we been dealing with an Iser Drabanan that was purely a world in itself, I'm sorry, had we dealing with a Dinda Oraisa, which is purely a world in itself, de'ilu lo samchulei amotzi, eino chayav misa, ein onshe mehalacha moshe misinai, elim kein nismacha l'torah shebalpe. Similarly, the Beis HaBechira, lom nimneis bekan havaras dalad amos shusarav nei shehi tolda shal motzi, the exact same lashon. She called Dalad Amos Shel Adam Rishus Sohem. Ukishem Ma'avir Chutz Mehem Nikra Motzi. V'zeh Shemar Lo Gemar Gemirilei Perish L'Chayev O Mishem Motzi. Yomalei Kem Loch Yevu Umisa. Einon Shem Mehel Chomosh Misina El Asua Told Us Hotzah. And just to conclude with the language of the Ran on the Rif, Mishem Hachi On Shem Aleha Hoel V'Nismach Al Torah Shebal Peh Holav Hachi Lo Machayev Alash Einon Shem Mehel Chomosh Misina. Okay, so this is what we have. This is, you know, the uniqueness of the Baal HaMoar is that he brought in the Dalad Amos Adam Konoslo. The other Rishonim don't bring that in. The Ramban, of course, wouldn't bring it in because he already said that's a Takana Midrabanan V'chulei. But the concept that we have over here, a Hotza'a Mirashus L'Rashus, that we have an extension of the world of Hotza'a, that appears to be accepted by all the Rishonim. And with this, we move over to the Rambam. Yes, I'm sorry, Yoni.
The type of way, how does one, leave his Dalad Amos? Does his Dalad Amos go with him? If he's Konad Dalad Amos, shouldn't the Dalad Amos be wherever he is?
You're asking a very, very good question. What we're dealing over here is when the person is making an Akira. When the person is Oker Achefetz, right?
Why should his Dalad Amos be totally on himself?
The Dalad Amos is totally of intersection between him and the object. Namely, that as long as this object was and remains in his Dalad Amos, then we say that's he's walking within his Rishus Hayachid. But the moment that he was Oker the object, again, this is, if you want to poke all part of the Gemara Gemirelei, then the moment that this object goes out of the Dalad Amos that existed at the time of the Akira, that's already going to be the Malacha. No?
I just mean, if it's his Dalad Amos, if the Dalad Amos is totally, the person is calling it his Dalad Amos, so the object should be in his Dalad Amos. When I'm standing here, my Dalad Amos is surrounding me here.
Fine.
When I walk 20 feet away, my Dalad Amos is still around me there. The chepetz is always in my own Dalad Amos.
You're correct in if we were going to make an exact equation between the world of Arba Amos Konoslo and the world of Shabbos, you'd be correct. The Arba Maskonos Lo clearly is a moving Dalet Amos. But the assumption over here is that when a person is oker an object, that, you know, where it stops we sort of take a picture of him at that moment, and as long as he is going to be moving that object within the Dalet Amos that object is currently found in, which he created in the Rishus Harabim, we're going to have a concept that he is walking birishus, that this is not a malacha, that Masha'enkin, the moment that he leaves his original Dalet Amos, it is a malacha. In other words, my answer is not as good as your question.
I mean, but if he's walking, it's a chotzim aleches. So lavd af, maybe he's not kohen if he's walking. So maybe, you know, I mean, maybe it doesn't apply.
No, what Yoni meant is not that he's kohen while he's walking,
no,
but
he's
not. The area...
He's not be kohen.
But the area of the Dalet Amos would be moving according to where he is.
But if he's moving, you throw an object into it, it might not be coming, right? You
know, as he's moving, right. It could very well be that it's an open question. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
It seems more like...
I didn't give Shuma Babinzia last year. I really don't remember. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
It seems more like the Chafetz is Komet's Dalet Amos, means you're moving the Chafetz from the Chafetz's place.
But a chayfetz doesn't have Dalet Amos. A chayfetz has arba tfachim. The makom of a chayfetz is defined as by arba tfachim. That we pointed out in terms of the world of Akira and Hanocha. That you have to be okir from a makom of Dalet al Dalet. That's Dalet tfachim al Dalet tfachim. The Dalet Amos is a place of the gavra. Whether it's because when he lies down and stretches his hands out, according to the Yerushalmi we have over here, that's what creates his Dalet Amos. However, it was created, it exists, in other words, in that respect. And the moment that he picks up a chayfetz, then we stop, in other words, we already freeze his Dalet Amos, and that's going to determine where he can take the object. But beyond that, I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, what's the issue with the Rambam? It starts off with a relatively technical issue of... It starts off with a relatively technical issue of the Rambam talks about these dinim in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, where we're in Halacha Ches, he speaks about the Av. Hotzoa mi reshus l'reshus melacha mi avos melachosi. Okay? And he brings the pasuk that we have over here in the Gemara on Daf Tzadivav Amud Beis, holamadato shehavoa melacha korela. Okay? I'm just skipping now to Halacha Yud. He defines in Halacha Yud, Hazorek mi reshus l'reshus o hamoshit, hareza toldas motzi v'chayav. That we have a tolda of Zorek. We have a tolda of Moshit. What about Hachnasa? That we talked about already. Does the Rambam view Hachnasa as a me'ein av, as an av? In other words, that kind of Hachnasa, depending upon the gears that we have in the Rambam, L'chora is included in Halacha Ches. So according to the Rambam, we have Hotza and Hachnasa as being the Avos, and Zorek and Moshit as being the Toldos. Back in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, V'chein lomdu mipi ha-shmua, sheha ma'avir b'rishus ha-rabim mitchilas dalad l'sof dalad, harehu k'motzi mirishus l'rishus v'chayav. The Rambam doesn't say, like all the other Rishonim, the Baal Hamor and the Ramban and the Meiri and the Ran, that we have over here, a tolda of Ma'avir. Doesn't call it a tolda. He purely quotes the language of the Gemara, kol ha-Ma'avir Dalet Amos, Gemara Gemirale, that it's Chayev. Chen lomdu mipi ha-Shmua sheha Ma'avir b'rishus ha-Rabim mitchilas Dalet l'sof Dalet, Harehu kamotzi mirishus l'rishus v'chayav. That's just Omer Dorsheni. Why doesn't the Rambam call it a tolda? He doesn't call it anything. He doesn't call it an av, doesn't call it a me'ein av. Simply brings it in that same halacha where he talks about the av and the me'ein av. That same halacha where he talks about hotza and hachnasa. So the din of mirushus lirushus, he brings in this v'chein lomdu mipi ashmua. But this sort of, can help us in terms of the background of the Reb Chaim mipi ashmua. The Reb Chaim mipi ashmua was bothered by an issue that was raised by the Shaar HaMelech, that we have different gemaros that deal with different sugyos dealing with the world of kama midraba minei, when we have an intersection between a chiyuv mamonos, be it geneva or nezikin, and Shabbos. Shabbos is a chiyuv misa. The nezikin and geneva are chiyuv mamon. When these occur simultaneously, we have a din of kama midraba minei. The gemara, both in Ksuvis on Daf Lamed Aleph and the Baba Kama on Daf Ayin, deal with how do you create that simultaneity, because and we have two approaches. One approach is the Gemara of Rav Ovin in Ksuvas and Daf Lamed Aleph, that Zorek Chetz Mitchilas Dalet Lesof Dalet, that if you are shooting an arrow in Rishus Harabim and you're being Ma'avir these Arba Amos, and you're korea shirayim be'emtza, and you're shooting this arrow, and a woman hung out her laundry, and you shoot the arrow through the sheet, and then it hits its target. So you are chayev misa for the act of chilul Shabbos, for moving the arrow for amos in the rishus harabim. And the question is, are you chayev to pay for the sheet that you ripped as the arrow was going through the arba amos? And Rabbi Ovin says yes. And he uses the principle Sha'akira Tzarech Hanocha, which in this context means that the Maisa Avera begins with the Akira, ends with the Hanocha, and everything in between is considered to be a Maisa Avera of Hotzah on Shabbos. And so we have a simultaneity that while you are doing your Maisa Avera of Chilul Shabbos, you are simultaneously doing an act of Nezek. And therefore you're Potter. The Gemara in Baba Kama is not talking about Nezikin. The Gemara in Baba Kama is talking about a situation of Gonav Umachar B'Shabbos, that you're doing a Geneva on Shabbos, and in your Machalol Shabbos by being a Ganav, you're becoming a ganav by taking it from the rishus of the bialim into your rishus, and you're also being over an iser of hotza'ah, of taking it from the bialim's rishus into the rishus ha-rabim. So the Gemara says, but these aren't simultaneous, that the moment that you pick up the object, even when you're in the rishus of the bialim, at that moment you're already kona the ganeva, but you're only going to be over the iser of Shabbos if you're throwing the object over the wall, when it hits the ground on the other side of the wall. So you're going to be a ganav when you lift the object. When you do the akira, you're going to be a ganav, and you're only going to be over the Isur of Shabbos when the object is nach on the other side of the wall. So how do we deal with this? So the Gemara says, Ba'omer, we're dealing with a situation where a person says, Lo tikni li gnevo secha, Ad shetanuach. We're dealing over two people, but it's irrelevant. In other words, namely, that we make it tonight. The kinyan is only going to take place when you are chayev. And when are you chayev? When it's nach. But the question is, who needs that? If the object is in the air between the akira and the hanacha, then that should be already enough to create the chiyuv Shabbos. That's what Tosas says. V'yim tomar kevan shehakinyan ba bein akira lahanacha. Just like Rabbi Ovin said, Zarak Chetz Mitchilas Dalad Lasov Dalad Vekara Shirayim. Why do we have to have a simultaneity with the Hanacha? Why can't we simply say, like we said in Ksuvas, that anything between the Akira and the Hanacha is one long process of Chilul Shabbos? And anytime you're going to have a Chiyuv Mamon during that process, you're going to be Chayev. Why have to say, Lotikni Gneva Secha Ad Shetanuach? So Tosis over here gives two answers. Ulafi Mashem Afarish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that Gemara in Ksuvas is according to the Manda Amar that Akira Tzara Hanocha. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Akira Lo Tzara Hanocha. We paskin that since the Akira and the Hanocha can be done separately, Akira Lotzarach Hanocha, and the Sugia in Baba Kama holds Akira Lotzarach Hanocha, the Sugia in Ksuvas holds Akira Tzarach Hanocha, it's Machokas HaSugios. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin that we have Rav Yirmiyahu who holds Akira Lotzarach Hanocha in the world of Shabbos. Then Rabbi Dari says, Havi Motzi Lishnuye Da Akira Tzarach Hanocha. The Gemara could have given that answer in Baba Kama. But you don't have to say it's a steer between the sugyos. There are two ways of dealing with it. You could say Akira Tzarach Hanocha, or you could have this Tanai. But if you hold Akira Tzarach Hanocha, there is no need for this Tanai. So as long as you have two sugyos, one in Ksuvas and one in Baba Kama, you could play whatever game you want. We have a steer between the sugyos. In Achinami, the sugya just gave two different answers. But the problem is with the Rambam, Paskins, the Rambam paskins these halachos in Hilchos Geneva, one in Halacha Beis and one in Halacha Hey. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam paskins Zarak Chetz B'Shabbos Mitchilas Dalad L'Sof Dalad V'Korah Beged Chaver Bahli Chosov. Dun 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 dun. The Rambam paskins Hareze Potter Min Hatashlumin She'isur Geneva She'isur Shabbos V'isur either Geneva or Nezikin etc. Bo'in Ke'achas. He quotes the Gemara in Ksuvas that we have a din of Akira Tzarach Hanocha. It's all one long process. Any time on that timeline that there's going to be a Chiyuv Mamon is going to become a Midrav Minei. Then in Halacha Hey, Rambam says that in Gonav V'Mochar B'Shabbos, also you're going to have a situation of Ptur Midalad V'Hei. Ketzad, Kegon, Shalo Hikna Lo Ad Shetanuach B'Chatzer Halokeach, Nimtza Kishahotzi Mirishus L'Rishus, Isur Shabbos Umachira Bo'in Ka'achas. The only way of creating Koma Midrabinei is if we have a simultaneity at the moment of Hanocha. We have a stira in the Rambam. The stira was raised by the Sha'ar HaMelech. So to answer the stira, Reb Chaim simply cut the Gordian knot and said, we have to understand that we have over here two worlds. We have a world of Rav Oven and we have a world of Rav Papa. A world of Ksuvas, a world of Baba Kama. Or, from our purposes, a world of Ha'avara Dalad Amos Mirishus Harabim and a world of Hotza'a Mirishus Lirishus, and these are not a one being an extension of the other. These are two totally separate melachos. Hotza'a is defined as Akira in one Rishus and Hanocha in another Rishus. That's the definition of Hotza'a. Hotza'a means transferring an object from Rishus to Rishus. The transfer has two main points, an Akira in one Rishus and a Hanocha in another Rishus. Ma she'en ken, says Reb Chaim, this is Reb Chaim Mipi HaShmua, Ha'avara is a different malacha. It's a malacha of carrying. Nothing to do with transferring from Rishus to Rishus. Carrying for Amos in Rishus HaRabim is a halacha l'moshe misinai, that it's Osir on Shabbos. And it happens to be a Tanai. The Tanai is that there be an Akira and there be a Hanocha. The carrying has to have a beginning and has to have an end. But the Malacha is not defined by the beginning and the end. The Malacha is defined by the middle, by the carrying. And therefore, we have two different points of intersection in terms of Kamei Midrabimineh. If we're dealing with carrying, where the malacha is carrying for Amos, anywhere along that line, there's going to be Kamei Midrabimineh. When you shoot an arrow, and it, in other words, carrying is also putting energy into an object and having it.
Shooting an arrow is not carrying. Though.
Shooting an object is carrying. It's a tolda of carrying. The Rambam himself, points that out, that shooting an arrow is a tolda of carrying. Hazorik mirishus lirishus o hamoshit harezet toldas motzi, v'chein hazorik o hamoshit biyado mitchilas dalad l'sof dalad harezet tolda. It's a tolda of carrying.
Yud.
That we have zorik as a tolda of motzi, and we have zorik as a tolda of ha'avara. These are two toldos. And so when you're carrying something, or throwing it, or shooting it, then anywhere along the line, you're going to have Kamei Midrabimineh. However, in terms of being motzi mirishus lirishus, over here the points of chiyuv are the Akira and the Hanocha. right? There is a condition. You have to go from rishus to rishus. You have to be oker in one rishus and be miniach in another rishus. When is the gemar malacha? The gemar malacha is when you are miniach. Those are the two points of chiyuv.
That's chiyuv. Hotzah, right?
That's hotzah, exactly.
Rambam in Yiddish says Zarukis is told of hotzah, not of a
We'll come to that in a minute. We'll come to that in you're 100%. We'll come to that in a minute. What does he mean? But he's dealing with the Zorik B'toch, you know, where it's Mitchilas Dalad L'Sof Dalad. So that's why we have over here two different standards. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perikim L'Ocha Beis, Zorak Chetz V'Shabbos Mitchilas Dalad L'Sof Dalad is talking about Ha'avara. So Korah Beged B'Halichoso, you'd be Chayav. In Halacha Hey, he's talking about Motzi Mirishus L'Rishus. So only if you're going to have simultaneity in Lo Tikne Lo Ache Tanuach B'Chatzer, then we're going to have, only at that point are we going to have Kama Midrav Mineh. Not when it's moving from Rishus to Rishus, but either when it lands, when we have the Hanocha. That these are the two worlds of the Rambam, and there's no Stira, and everything is kaftor v'ferach. In other words, thinking backwards, in other words, now, you know, if we ask ourselves, why didn't the Rambam simply say that, like all the other Rishonim, that, well, what understands? The Rambam didn't say, like all the other Rishonim, that Ha'avara is a tolda of Hotza'ah, that we have over here, moving from your subjective Rishus to Rishus Harabim, because that's not his Shita. He doesn't view Ha'avara in that way. He views Ha'avara as a separate malacha of carrying something, Arba Amos, Rishus Harabim. What is it? Is, in other words, the Rambam doesn't count it as a tolda. The Rambam speaks about it as V'chein lamdu mipi hashmua, sheha ma'avir b'rishus harabim mitchilas dalad l'sof dalad, Harehu kumotzi mirishus l'rishus v'chayev. Harehu kumotzi mirishus l'rishus v'chayev. That we have a separate halacha Moshe Misinai, that the dinim that apply to motzi mirishus l'rishus apply to this world of ha'avara. If we'll ask, is it an av? Is it a tolda? It's neither. It's not an av. It's not a tolda. It's halacha Moshe Misinai that it comes under the din of Hamotzi Mirishus L'Rishus, but it's not, it's its own world. It's you know, it's conceptually, it's its own world. So you'll ask, how can there be an Onesh if we have over here this pure Halacha Moshe Misinai? So here we have a Prima Godim. The Prima Godim in the Hakdama to, I'm just, you know, it's in the Hakdama to Hilchos Shchita, says that there are Tzvei Dinim of Halacha Moshe Misinai. He asks, Shchita is also a halacha Moshe Misinai. That Shchita, you know, we have Chamisha Psule Shchita, Shehiya, Drasa, Hagrama, etc. This is all the Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. Kasher Tzivisicha, halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Prima Godim. How you do Shchita? All of the dinim of how you do shchita are halacha Moshe Misinai. What's a shchita ksheira? What's a shchita psula? That's all halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Ramban says, just a minute, we know that in Hilchos Shchita, if you have a suffik, if you shechted it properly or didn't shecht it properly, we say suffik do raisa l'chumra. But we have a rule that in the world of halacha Moshe Misinai, sfeiko is l'kula. We find that by Orlas Chutz Laretz, which is the din of halacha Moshe Misinai, and we say that the suffik orla b'chutz laaretz is mutter, because we have a rule that halacha Moshe Misinai, the suffik, is mutter. We know that on halacha Moshe Misinai, there is no onesh. Right? That's what all the Rishonim over here point out. On a pure halacha Moshe Misinai, there's no onesh. If you eat an animal which wasn't shechted properly, you're going to get malchus for eating the vela. So the Prima Godim says, there are two types of halacha Moshe Misinai. The pure halacha Moshe Misinai, Arava, Nisuch Hamayim, those things that have no pasuk in the Torah that you can link into. There we have the principle, Sveiko Lakula. There we have the principle that Ein Onshin, just like Ein Onshin Min Hadin, you can't be manish via Kal Vachomer, you can't be manish on Halacha Moshe Misinai. However, a Halacha Moshe Misinai, which comes to explain pasuk in the Torah says, V'zavachta, Kasher Tzivisicha, What Torah says was Zavachta, that there's a unique way of shechting, just that the details are kasher tzivisicha, such a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai has a status of a classic de'oraisa, with sfeiko b'chumra, with a world of onesh. And that's what we have, according to Rima Gaudim, in the world of Shechita, that's what we have in the Rambam, within the world of Ma'avir. Ma'avir is a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, which comes to explain a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk could be Vaykalei ha'am mehavi, right? Ha'lamadata shehavo amalacha korebo v'chein lomdu mipi ha'shmua shehamavir ba'arba amos b'tchilas arba l'sof arba harihu kamotzi mirishus l'rishus v'chayav. And that's why when a person is zorek o moshit biyado, this is Hareza told us motzi. Namely that the ha'avara is a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, which expands upon the din of Hotzah. We have a din of Hotzah in the Torah. The din of Hotzah has its formulation, its permutations, it's an av, and told us v'chule. And we have a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, which adds another aspect, but a different aspect. Not only is Hotzah a din of moving from Rishus to Rishus, Hotzah is also carrying four amos in Rishus Harabim. That's also part of the, but it's a Hachosh Mi-Sinai, which is not, this is not a tolda. This is not a tolda in the fact that we're taking the concept of Hotza'ah and expanding it, that we can also speak about a Rishus of Arba Amos within Rishus Harabim, going from there to outside. No. This is a Hachosh Mi-Sinai, which has a makar in the Torah, but has a totally different definition, a totally different framework, different parameters than the classic din of Hotzah. It's under the rubric of Hotzah. If we'll ask, what's the Av? The Av is Motzi Mirishus L'Rishus. What's the Tolda? Zorek and Moshe. What about, this is Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai within the framework. So the Rambam brings it in on the first Halacha where he mentions the Av, points out this Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Just as the Av is expanded by the Tolda of Zorek, this Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is also expanded by the Tolda of Zorek. However, it's, you know, it per se has its own rules. One basic nafkamina is in terms of Kamalei Min Derabaminei. That's what we see black and white in the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva. We have different standards of Kamalei Min Derabaminei. Another nafkamina is a nafkamina lechora that we already saw. That we saw was a Machokas Rishonim. What is the Halacha if you carry Arba Amos Birshus Harabim, but you did your Akira in Rishus HaYachid, and you did your Hanacha in a Rishus HaYachid?
That's what we saw with the fact.
Right? We saw this. Nachon. What is the Halacha? In other words, is there a din of Ma'avir Arba Amos Birshus Harabim if the Akira was done in a Rishus HaYachid, and the Hanacha is done in a Rishus HaYachid? So we saw that the Meiri and Tosfos say that you're chayev for Ma'avir. The Rashba and the Ritva say, how can that be Ma'avir? Ma'avir carrying Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim requires that there be an Akira in the Rishus HaRabim and a Hanacha for Amos down the line in Rishus HaRabim. What's the Machlokas? What's the Machlokas? We have two ways of understanding the world of Ha'avara Rishus HaRabim. According to the Baal HaMor and the Ramban and the Ran and the Rashba v'chule, what's Ha'avara Arba Rishus HaRabim? Picking up something within your mini Rishus HaYachid, carrying it across this red line in the sand, and putting it down outside of your Arba Amos. What is Ha'avara according to the Rambam? Carrying something for Amos Birishus HaRabim, but t'nai that there is an Akira and a Hanacha. Which of these approaches would be more likely to require an Akira and a Hanacha in Rishus HaRabim? And which of these would be more likely to say that the Akira and the Hanacha could even be in a Rishus HaYachid?
Baal HaMor and Rabban would say that you need it in the Rishus HaRabim.
Right. You need an Akira within your own Rishus. You pick up something in your own mini Kain Rishus HaYachid and you put it down in Rishus HaRabim. That's the Malacha. The Malacha is Hotzah. Taking something, making it's the Akira in Rishus HaYachid, and just what we call Rishus HaYachid for the world is a Rishus HaRabim. So you need an Akira in Rishus HaRabim and a Hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. That's the Malacha. The Akira is in what we call Rishus HaRabim, but for you, it's your Rishus HaYachid, and the Hanacha is in Rishus HaRabim. That's exactly the Malacha. However, the Shita that we have over here, that we saw in the Meiri, in name of, not the Meiri himself, in the name of Gedolei Hador, or we saw a Tosfos, Mapitom. Carrying is the Malacha for four Amos. There's a Tanai that you need an Akira and you need a Hanacha. Where those are, who cares? So we can have an Akira in the Rishus HaYachid and a Hanacha in Rishus HaYachid. All we need is the act of carrying four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Namely, the Chora, that Machlokas that we had, would be very linked in to this issue that we have over here of what is the nature of Havara Arba Amos Rishus HaRabim. Okay? So we have what appears to be all the Rishonim stacked up against the Rambam. Nafgamina number one is Kama Bidurabimine. Nafgamina number two is when we're dealing with the world of Ha'avara, can the Ha'avara and the Hanacha be in Rishus HaYachid, or they have to be in Rishus HaRabim? Nafgamina number three, we already saw, do we have to call Ha'avara a Tolda? Right? All the Rishonim call a Tolda because it's an extension. It's a form of Hotzah Mirishus L'Rishus. Rambam doesn't call it a Hotzah. On purpose doesn't call it a Tolda because it's its own world. It's a Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's linked to a Pasuk, so there's an Onesh. But linked to a Pasuk doesn't mean that conceptually we have over here an extension. A Tolda is a conceptual extension. Linked to a Pasuk simply means that this is part of Torah Shebichsav to a degree. Right, like Priyat Sadar is an Esrog. Right? So over here, Hotza'ah has this aspect of Havara Arba Amos. But there's one more Nafgamina that I wanted to share with you, and that's where I sent you to Rashi in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about the fact that we are not notel Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkis when it comes out on Shabbos. Why? Because Gezerah Shema Yitlena V'Yavirena Arba Amos Birshus HaRabim. That's the Gezerah of Rava. The question is, why does that Isur of Ha'avara, why is that brought in? Why not speak about Hotzah? A question that bothered, we saw previously in the Meiri. So Rashi himself was bothered by that question. Hu Hadin, says Rashi, the Matzi Lememar V'Yotzi Mirshus HaYachid L'Rishus HaRabim. You can't get to the house of the Baki without opening your door, without carrying the lulav out of your house into Rishus HaRabim. Ela, says Rashi, Shebarov mekomos ve'inyanim, amrinan yesh lochlush lehavaras dalet amos, ve'ein lochlush lehotza'ah, that there are cases where, in other words, everyone who's going to carry something to the house of the Chacham is going to be over Havara Arbamas Rishus HaRabim. But there are cases where there's not going to be Hotza'ah. Kigonim hayamunach bekarmelis, O Bekarfaf, O Begina, that if you have a Rishus Drabanan, Ein Kan Hotza'a Da Oraisa. Now, it's if you were starting off in a Carmelis or a Karpaf or a Gina, all these things we're going to discuss, those Mida Oraisa are a Mokom Ptur, then there's not going to be Hotza'a Mida Oraisa. Ave Yesh Kan Iser Havar, Bishus HaRabim. Okay, then he continues, O Higbio Almanas Litlo Velo Lahotzio. Think to yourselves what's happening over here. The person takes the Arba Minim, and he's about to make a bracha, and he just says, a minute, I'm not sure exactly, do I shake it front, back, you know, left, right, do I go in a circle, which way do I go, this way or that way? And so then he runs out of his house and takes it to the Chacham to ask, before I make the bracha, what do I do? But when he lifted it to be Yotze. He had no kavana when he did the Maisa Akira, to go out the door. His kavana was to lift it and put it down. So in this case, says Rashi, Shenimsa kishahotzi mirishus lirishus isur, I read the Rav Rashi. O higbiu amanas litlo v'lo lahotziyo, v'nimlach lahotziyo, pater mishum hotza'a imlo amad lofush beintayim k'da amar b'masech ha-shabbos. This is what we learned last week, right? That in this case, if you picked it up, not with the kavana to take it out, but to go mizavis lezavis, you're pater. You're pater on what? On hotzah. But what would you be chayav on? Ma'avir arba amos b'rishus HaRabim. Doesn't Mavir Arba Amos Yerushalayim also require an Akira and a Hanocha? What's Rashi saying over here? If you pick it up in order to carry it in the house and you run out of the door, there's not going to be an Isur of Hotzoah. But what is there going to be? There is going to be an Isur of Ha'avara Dalad Amos Yerushalayim. That's why the Gemara said, Shema Yavirena Arba Yerushalayim. Because of this case. This is the case where you're going to have Ha'avara Arba Amos, but you're not going to have Hotzoah. What does that tell you? What's the function of Akira in the world of Hotza'ah, and what's the function of Akira in the world of Havaras Arba Amos Yerushalayim? In the world of Hotza'ah,
it has to be in the Mishus where you're taking it.
This is the Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera consists of two points in time, Akira and Hanocha. And so if you're doing the Akira without Kavana to be Motzi, that's not an Akira. You don't have the Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera doesn't get off the ground. You're not starting. But in the world of Ha'avara, what's the Maisa Avera? If we were like the Baal Hamor and the Ramban and the Ran, the Maisa Avera is Akira, right? But if we understand like the Rambam, the Maisa Avera is carrying something for Amos. B'tnai that there is an Akira and a Hanocha. No? If the Akira is only a T'nai, so on the T'nai you don't need Akira l'shem kach. That's not the Maisa Avera. The kavani you need during the Maisa Avera. I know that I'm carrying it. If I'm unaware that I'm carrying it.
Also the walking on your goof is Agara. We said that.
Yes.
Everyone parts it that the Gemara says, if someone plays something on your body and you walk, that's Agara. So here, he has, when he picks it up, okay, there his kavani is not a malacha. Right. Once he starts leaving his reshus, he's now walking with his goof. With the chayvatan, so that's you could say that's an akara with a
fine. Either way, but it's different. What we're saying over here is these are two worlds. It's a world of hotzaah and a world of ha'avara. In the world of hotzaah, you need akira b'machshava for hotzaah. In the world of ha'avara, you don't need akira with the machshava that you're going to go out.
Right.
Now again,
once
we don't pass.
But
we don't paskin like Ben Azai. We don't paskin that mahalech ka'ome dami. We view it that once you're in motion, everything is a continuity of how you began, and so you're missing the akira litzarech hanacha.
You're missing the akira also in Rishus Harabim.
And right, so okay, so we have over here doubly. A, we have an akira in Rishus Hayachid, and B, we have an akira which is shelog l'shem hotzah. But it's meaningful mida oraisa in the world of ha'avara. It's not meaningful in the world of hotzah. That's what Rashi is distinguishing. That's why the Gemara says that the problem of the lulav is one of ha'avara. Because even when we have an akira in Rishus Hayachid, even when we have an akira shelog l'shem Hotzah, it's not going to help for Hotzah, but it's going to help for Ha'avara. Namely, in the world of Hotzah, you're going to be Potter. In the world of Ha'avara, you're going to be Chayav. So the Me'iri over there said that the issue was, where is the Akira? Is the Akira, right, in the Rishus Hayachid? So, or in other words, that Akira, Rishus Hayachid, is good enough for the Ha'avara. That we already saw in the Me'iri. What Rashi adds in is, even if that Akira is Shelo L'shem, even if it was done not for the purpose of Hotza'ah, b'cholzo, we have over here a Meleches Ha'avara. So l'cho'ora, according to Reb Chaim, this would fit in very nicely. Then we would have a bedfellow for Rambam, that Rashi would agree with the Rambam. Namely, that we have over here a distinction between the world of Hotza'ah and the world of Ha'avara. Okay, so this is what we have as background to our sugya. In other words, that we have a machlokas rishonim, which is like 90-1, all the rishonim against the Rambam, or if you want to, all the rishonim against Rashi and the Rambam. Okay? It's very cute that for those who are learning Yoredeya, so we know that in the world of Tam Ki Iker, all rishonim paskin that Tam Ki Iker is mida oraisa, except for Rashi. I'm sorry, except for Rashi and the Rambam. So over here, all Rishonim hold that Havara and Hotzah are one and the same, except for Rashi and the Rambam. Right? That pair exists elsewhere in Halacha as well, that they had a different approach to how to understand the sugyos. But what we have to do now is check it against our sugya. Check it against our sugya. Our sugya is making a certain equation between the world of hotza'ah and the world of ha'avara. Right? That we have a din of hotza'ah according to Rabbanan. That if you take something out of Rishus HaYachid and you carry it through a karmelis and you end up in Rishus HaRabim, you're chayav. The Gemara asks, what's the source? What's the precedent? How do you know you don't have to go directly? How do you know that you can go through a makom, a place which mida oraisa is potter and still be chayav? And so the Gemara says, moving back to our Gemara on daf vavamid aleph, Amar Rav Yisafra, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yochanan, mid dahave amavir chayfetz birshu sarabin. Tosos already points out that Lechora would have been much neater had they mentioned Havali Laminka Tamotzi, Dari Bala'el. If you're going to bring a precedent, bring the precedent from the same form, from the form of Motzi. The call, in other words, that we could also have that same Hechatimtza that we're going to see in the world of Mavi or the world of Motzi, where you carry beyond that which you have to. Ella, Tosos says that since in the second case, we have to be dealing with Ma'avir, when we're talking about specifically Arba Amos, Nakat Lehacha. Okay, so Tosis is just sort of postponing the question. Okay, but we're going to have to see what exactly is the Havamin of the Gemara and what's the Maskana of the Gemara in terms of whether we can compare the world of Ha'avara to the world of Hotzah. That Lechora should be the litmus test as to, if you want to, you know, which Rishonim fit in neater into the sugya, and which we've shown him are going to, in other words, is this sugya going to be a problem for? So just as, did you prepare the sugya already? No. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Just as a he'ara, in the Reb Chaim Mipi HaShmua that I sent you to, and the bottom, at the bottom of it, it says, what is the word, Hagah?
Hagah.
Now, the Reb Chaim Mipi HaShmua, you realize, wasn't written by Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wrote his Perushim on the Rambam. These are written by his Talmidim. The Hagah was written by a Talmud who heard the Shir and had a He'ara on the Shir. So in the Reb Chaim had many Talmidim. But this one we know who it is because this section is quoted verbatim in the Eben Ha'azel of Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. So in Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, on this Rambam, in Hilchos Geneva, he says, Mori v'Rabbi Reb Chaim said kach v'kach, and Vihinei, no, it's without the Hagah. Vihinei, I have a problem. How can you learn this way in the Rambam? What does he do with the sugya over here on the Vav Amud Aleph? So we have to see what his issue was with this pshat in the Rambam. And he brings also another raya that we have sort of a stira within the Rambam himself. Again, Ein Kol Chalosh Tachas Hashemesh, these have been dealt with by many individuals, and we'll mention it as well. So just realize that this section was lifted from the Eben HaEzel, which is no problem. I mean, you want to put together all Reb Chaim's Torah, so you go to all of his Talmidim. So we have part of Reb Chaim's Torah in the Afikayam of Rav Yechiel Rabinovich. He was a Talmud. Rav Baruch Ber quotes many times in the Birkas Shmuel sections from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim had many Talmidim. We have Rav Elchanan Wasserman who quotes from Reb Chaim. So it was all brought together in different editions. Originally it was called the stencil, right? And then that was expanded into Chidushei Reb Chaim al Hashas. And then you have Ginzei HaGrach. You have all these different volumes that have come out from different Talmidim. And of course, Rav Uchtenstein's son put out a volume with Rabbi Yilson in terms of these notes of Reb Chaim, those notes of Reb Chaim. So this one we know the Talmud. But the question is that the brilliance of Reb Chaim in terms of making the distinction between Ha'avara and Hotza'ah and fitting it into the Rambam, no one is getting is brilliance. The question is as to whether it can work within the sugyos. You know, you can't say something in a Rambam which isn't going to work in the sugyos unless you're going to have an explanation for the Rambam and the sugyos, etc. Okay, so that's what we'll begin with next time. So we'll see over here. Look at this Gemara. I mean, I used to look at Tosas Yumasko Hasam because that Tosas raises an issue of why the Gemara was searching for a precedent in all of these cases of Ma'avir and Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Don't we have an obvious precedent in terms of above 10 Tfachim in Rishus HaRabim? That's what we call a Makom Ptur. So if you're looking for a place where you're carrying something from Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim via Makom Patur, don't we have that black and white later on in Shas? And so there are different answers that are given to this question. Those are the Mar Makomos that I gave you over here. And then, B'li Neder, after that, we'll begin Tana Rabbanan Dalad Rishuyos. So there's a page over here of, we'll go through the Dalad Rishuyos one by one. The first one which is mentioned, first one that we're going to deal with, rather, that's the first one, is Rishus HaRabim. Then we'll move over to Rishus HaYochid, then to Carmelis. So we'll try and see the sugyas of Rishus HaRabim over the next few dapim. Then Rishus, in other words, we'll try and take it, break it down into bite-sized pieces in terms of the Rishuyos. Okay, so this first section is about the overview of Rishus HaRabim and the unique halachas of Rishus HaRabim. Do you need Shishim Rebo, Tetzayin Amma? What if it's Mekura, Mefulosh? That we'll talk about separately. Okay? Makasha. That's all. Just 1 minute, please.
Why do you call it the Shita Leran? It's the Ran. They don't think it's the Ran?
No, the Ran.
What is Shita Leran?